We were just talking about Lollapalooza that just got announced today.
Yeah.
So, Jollapalooza. Like, wait, how do we pronounce it?
Deluge. Jollapalooza.
Jollapalooza.
Oh, goodness.
Perfect.
I literally woke up at like 5 a.m. and I checked my phone and it had just come out and I was like, oh my God. I was like, I can't go back to sleep now. It was crazy.
Oh, no.
Did you think, like, did you, like, have a hunch that was what was going to come down the line?
Yeah, I had a feeling because after Coachella being announced, I was like, oh, he's probably going to do a bunch of festivals. And considering he came to Australia and New Zealand, I was like, he may as well go all out and just sign up for all of them, you know? Like, I kind of, yeah, I had a bit of an inkling. I would have been surprised if he wasn't on the lineup.
Yeah, same, same.
Yeah.
Especially... because we talked about, like, he wasn't, people were like, oh, he's not going to Chicago. And Stacey, you said that, like, there's, like, rules about playing in the area. Like, if you're doing Lollapalooza, you can't play any Chicago shows within, like, a certain time frame or something like that.
That's interesting. Yeah, I mean, he may as well just go out for it and do the festival. It's like a full circle moment for him.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
But yeah, I guess it's just kind of like, now what more is he gonna do? What, like, what's left?
Right. Exactly.
He's gonna go to the moon.
I mean, like, Glastonbury, that was incredible.
Oh, that,
like,
was,
yeah,
that was crazy. Just, like, his dream festival, literally a year to the date, he was like, oh, I would love to play this, and then he got announced. I'm like, this dude's manifesting for real. Like,
yeah.
Like, give me some of that magic. Like, I need that kind of power.
Yeah, it's a little freaky. But I wanted to ask, because, like, you mentioned, you know, he did Lollapalooza in 22, and, you know, it's a full circle moment and stuff. But I think a lot of people, we've noticed just by watching footage of his past performances at smaller venues, he's getting more confident. Clearly, you know, the vocal range and the strength are off the charts. You know, it's apples and oranges. As somebody who's seen him live, can you, like, kind of talk about what it's like seeing him as a performer?
Oh my God, it was just, like, incredible. It, like, it's almost like I'm speechless to explain it, but he is so confident. I truly think he's at his happiest when he's performing on stage with his friends. You can tell how much he's worked on training his voice and just, like, yeah, everything he puts into it, you can tell on stage. And it's honestly just, like, such an emotional moment, just, like, seeing him so happy. He's just, it embodies him. He's having such a good time. He loves to, like, play around with, like, ad-libs during songs. And, like, it's so fun. And, like, genuinely, I think this is what he wants to do, like, forever. And it's just really, I'm repeating myself, but, like, it's unbelievable because you see him, like, acting and, you know, you're watching him on TV and all that. And so seeing him on stage is, like, an entirely different persona, but it's still him, and you can just tell that he's wanted to do this for so long, and now he has the chance, so he's just, like, living his best life, really, and getting to do it with all his friends. It's really cool. You guys are just gonna be like, your jaws are just gonna be like dropped, and it's literally it's gonna be crazy. He's just, like, you know, he's a great performer, actually. Just, like, you know, he has little dance moves and he, like, rolls with it, you know, like, he's a little goofy.
Yeah, it just seems like he's really just being himself.
Yeah.
Like, so it's so authentic and it's so him, and it's, like, having a blast doing it.
Yeah,
so
it's so cool to see. And I guess it's, like, probably really good for him to have his friends performing with him. So, like, it probably helps ease his anxieties and, like, you know, any stage fright or that sort of thing. So it's really cool to see him being comfortable up there. But yeah, you guys are gonna love it. You guys are just gonna love it. It's gonna be so good.
Yeah, so you had a good time at Laneway.
Yes, I did. Safe to say, I did have a very good time. His set was quite short, but, you know, that is a festival. You know, you've got to make room for everyone. Yeah, it was still really fun to see him in a festival setting.
What was your favorite song that you got to see him perform live?
I mean, End of Beginning was, like, powerful. It was really, because, like, when he played Laneway New Zealand, that was, like, the first international performance he has done since, like, Well, not counting the New York one, but like that was really like monumental, and it was I was a mess. I was like, oh my god. But honestly, I think playing Figure You Out was really good. That was really good live. Isn't that your favorite song?
That is my favorite song. So as soon as I saw him sit down at the keyboard, I went, wait a second, wait. And I just think it's the perfect slowdown song.
Yeah.
And it really shows his vocal strength, I think.
It is,
you know?
It's like absolutely phenomenal live. And like, it's also the song that I realized how much the other band, people in the band support him, and how much like Adam does, like with backing vocals. And it's like you can really hear everyone, and yeah, it's a really cool like moment. Actually, the whole performances, you kind of get to see like the amount of work each band member puts into to support like Joe's vocals as a whole, and I think that's really cool. But Figure You Out was really cool because he hadn't played that live, and so he was like, oh, like I haven't played this one before, and I was like, oh. And then yeah, like the keys started and I was like, oh my god, I'm pretty sure in my video I'm like, it's Figure You Out. And it's like it's so embarrassing, but yeah, it was really good, and it's a really powerful song to sing like lyrically. Like
that
end part when, you know, he's like, if the money just wasn't there, and it's like he's belting. It's it's so good.
Chills.
No, it's crazy.
Yeah.
That's gonna be a good one. It'll be interesting to see what else he puts on the set list, because like, yeah, it's kind of hard to imagine what the new sound is gonna be. And then it's the same with Gatchu's Smile. Like what's the studio version sounding like?
Yes.
Yeah.
We're super excited for that.
Yeah.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. I'm intrigued by it. I'm very intrigued. Yeah, I've kind of like heard it so much live. I'm like, oh, I actually think I want to hear the studio version and how acoustic it sounds as the track, or if they're making it acoustic for a live performance.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
It seems like they're just playing a very like simple version of it, but he could have done anything with it.
Yeah.
On the studio version.
It could be synthy and like, you know, what we already have
all these little effects and gags.
So that's exciting. But yeah, he's really living his best life. It's so cool to see, because you know, he's just wanted to do it for so long, and now he has the time. I hope
well deserved.
I know, like after everything,
and just the like the opportunities that like End of Beginning blowing up the way it did has brought him, like
only this would happen to Joe Keery. He makes an album that's kind of almost anti-social media.
Right.
And social media is what makes it go viral. And he's like,
He's like, guess I have to tune back in now, because like, how else am I going to follow like the charts and all that? Yeah, it is kind of ironic. But like, it kind of meant to happen that way, I feel. Like,
exactly. You
know, that was crazy. I like can't believe that happened. Like, it feels so long ago, yet it was only just a year ago that it started to like really pick up.
Yeah. It was wild to like, we had started this podcast and we had talked about Steve, obviously. We had talked about Joe Keery. We were like, oh, we love his music. We had Kelly on.
Yeah.
And then like the next week, like it
went
just
viral.
Blew up. Like, I was like, this is just so crazy. And then
we're like, we'd love for him to tour one day. We'd love for him to maybe do a show.
I know.
Maybe.
And look at us now. Like,
full-on
tour.
Look at us.
Yeah, look at us.
I know.
Like, that's crazy.
It's been a wild ride for sure.
No, like,
it's
straight
so cool
up.
To, like, follow it.
We've been, like, used to not getting content. And like, you know, I don't know if you guys were around when Decide dropped, but like when the singles dropped, there was no promotion like whatsoever. You would just like wake up and like Figure You Out dropped. And so now to have all of this promo and like something to look forward to, because we're getting new photos, new radio interviews, it feels like so different. It's like almost overwhelming, but in the best way.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you'll see kind of how we felt when Laneway was happening.
Right.
Because, like,
yeah,
with the time change, like, it was like, I'm not sleeping. Like,
I know. I know.
But it was worth it, and it was so much fun.
I had some, like, people messaging me being like, oh, like, have a good time at the show. I think it might have been you, Megan. And I was like, it actually just finished. Like, you're like an hour late. It's just finished. But yeah, like, everyone that was updating, like, you guys and the other Joe Carey accounts, I really felt for you guys with the time zone change, because, yeah, like, we're a whole day
it was
a bit
fun.
Ahead. You say through tears.
Yeah.
And you're like, it's fine. Like, it's fine. It's like,
it's fine.
Yeah. No, it was cool. But yeah, no, I was trying to update people, but I was like, you know what? I was like, it's a bit special. I want to post a little snippet, and then, like, you know, that's all I'm going to do. But there were so many other people, like, posting their photos and stuff, and, like, the girls from Australia were posting all of theirs on Twitter. So, like, we were getting fed. Like, there's some good stuff out there, and it's really good that, you know, and Laneway caught some really cool footage as well. So
they did. Yeah.
I expect the same for the other American festivals and the international ones that I forget that are happening as well. I'm like, yeah, he's going to Europe. Like, that's crazy to me.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, it's not just an American tour. He's jetting off to, like, Germany and stuff.
Right. It really
international.
Is like a world tour.
I know.
Which we were like, no, he won't do a world tour.
Right.
He's doing a world tour.
Like, we thought he was going to do shows, like, here and there, but I guess he was like, nope, like, Stranger Things is finished. I'm just going to, like, full send it and just do it.
Yeah.
Which, good for him. Like,
exactly.
He more than deserves it.
He's not a one trick pony. You know, he's a triple threat, you know?
Oh, yeah.
When we met him at the con, like, he was literally the nicest, most down-to-earth
guy.
I was there,
right?
I was literally there.
Yeah.
So you know. So, like, see, if you know, you know. Because, like,
know.
We can say till the cows come home, he was seriously the nicest guy ever. And people are like, I'm sure. And we're like, no.
You don't
really.
Understand.
How was your experience meeting him? Can you tell me about your experience?
I will gladly. Oh, it was so cool. I had already planned a trip to America during those dates, and then the con got announced, and I was like, okay.
Ooh.
I was like,
that gave me chills.
Yeah,
yeah,
I was like,
so cool.
It's kind of meant to be. And so I only went to one day, because, like, I went to the Saturday because, like, the priority was literally just to meet Joe. And I was like, you know what, I don't know when I'm gonna get this opportunity again. And Laneway got announced, like, the day I landed in New York as well. I was I was literally, like, going through TSA, and I'm like, I got to get my ticket. And I got it, thankfully. But I was like, that's way too much money. And then, yeah, so the con, it was so fun. I got, I had one autograph and I had two photos.
Nice.
But then I spontaneously bought another photo because I was like,
good
yeah,
girl.
I was like, you know what? I want my time. I was like, I'm not ready to leave yet. I had my first photo, and he was just, like, so lovely. And, like, I showed him my, like, little 8-ball tattoo, because it's, like, based around Decide. And he, like,
I love that.
Kind of went to, like, grab my arm to look at it, and he was like, oh my God. And then I was pushed away. They were like, oh, come on, like, next
right.
person. And I was like, I was like, I'll talk to you in the autograph.
Give me a minute.
I was like, I'm coming back to the autograph. And he was like, yeah, okay. And I was just like, I didn't even say my name. I didn't even ask how he was. I was like, shit, that was so rude. I just, like, threw my arm in his face. Like, yeah, I was throwing limbs at him. He was probably like, what am I doing? And then I went back for the autograph, and he was like, oh my God, yeah. And he was like, I was like, do you want to, like, see it again? And he was like, yes, yes, oh my God. And he was like, he was so, like, grateful. And literally, he was boasting about new music. I think he was boasting about that with everyone. Like, he was so excited.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, like, we're so excited to come for Laneway, like, you know, maybe new stuff. And I was like, pardon me? I was like, you're going to do what? I was like, huh? And he was like, yeah, maybe new stuff at Laneway. And I was like, you can't tell me too much. I was like, I'm going to be overthinking this. Like, keep your word.
What does that mean?
Yeah, I was like, keep your word. But
he did.
He did. Like,
and then some.
We got, yeah. Like, we got basic being basic, and we got Captive Smile. So, like, I am fine.
The fact that he's been littering, like, little hints to his fans. Because at that German Comic Con, someone said, how would you sum up your next album? And he went, basic. And I'm like, you little snake in the grass. We
literally
see you. And he literally said that.
Yeah. Actually, that's crazy to think about, like, some of the things that he's said in the past, like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, my God, he's been shoving it in our faces this entire time. Like,
yep.
And we've just been like, oh, like, I wonder what this means. And it's like, no, it was literally right there. Like, and yep. Then what else did I say? God, I had some bracelets to give him.
Oh, I love
yeah,
that.
And he was like, oh, thank you so much. He was just like so kind. I got him to sign the photo of him in Marmalade and drag.
Hero. You're my hero.
So I was like, oh, are you okay with signing this? And he was like, yeah, it's kind of funny. I don't really care, though. Like, yeah, I'll sign it. And I was like, okay. He was like, yeah, it's probably not my best look. And I was like, no, you look great.
Oh, no, you're beautiful.
I was like, stunning. Like, and he just like kind of giggled. But yeah, and then I was like, oh, your album got me through, like Decide got me through a breakup. And he was like, yeah, I know what that means to have like an album get you through something like that. Because I have a piece of music like that that I would listen to. And I was like, did we just bond over breakups? I was like, that's...
Yeah.
I was like, come here. No. Yeah, that was really cool. He's just so kind, and like, he really pays attention to what you're saying, and like,
mm-hmm.
just like the most genuine guy I've literally ever met. And I would spend that amount of money again. I would do it over. Like, 100%. He was so fun. And then, yeah, I went in for the last two photos and he was like, what pose do you want to do? And I was like, I don't know. What do you want to do? And he was like, I don't know. What do you want to do? And I was like, and we did like a little like hand heart thing.
Oh,
yeah.
Cute.
And then I had no idea what to do for the second one. And I was like, oh, why don't we just like turn to the side and like gaze lovingly in each other's eyes? And we started laughing.
I love
and
that.
When I tell you, he committed to the bit. Like, he was looking at me like I was like a princess in like some movie where it's like
that's what it was like.
Like, he's the knight in shining armor coming to rescue me from a tower, and he's like, oh my god, my love. And I literally mid photo I was like laughing. I was like, it's like anxiety, but like he was acting, and I was like, okay, good.
Yeah.
Got my money's worth.
Anybody?
Yeah.
Anybody
did.
With a pulse, I think, fell in love with him.
Oh,
like, everyone was charmed. Everyone.
Charm off the scale. He's just like, he's such like a people's people. He's a people's princess. Mm. Like,
he is. He
no,
is.
Like, he's.
He is,
strong.
For
he's,
sure.
He's just such a generous guy, and like, he cares about his fans. He cares about people. He wants to make like connections with people, and yeah, you can tell he comes from like a good family and like really good woman behind him, because it just shows in his nature. And yeah, every experience I've heard is just like, everyone just gushes about how awesome he is. And it's just like,
yeah.
So cool.
You can tell like in all of the interviews that he does, like every single person that interviews him just like loves him
I
so
know.
Much. And like the chemistry that he's able to have with like pretty much anyone is just
anyone.
Like wild.
And that's
yeah.
like a talent in yeah. itself. Like,
yeah,
for his line of work and doing press all the time and being in the public eye to be like that loving every single time you're doing something, like you're just
humble,
yeah,
you know.
Like,
and I tell everybody, I'm like, the reason why, you know, his character on Stranger Things became so beloved is because of him. He's
yeah.
what sold the character to continue going on. He charmed his way to get into another season.
I know,
so
like,
seeing him on stage, like whenever like you see the reaction of everybody singing along to the beginning, he just looks so floored and like just so amazed. You're like, You get him, Joe.
No,
get him.
It is seriously like that. And every performance I saw of his, like, essentially all of the shows that I went to, there was like a day or two in between each show. So it was like every second day I was like seeing Joe, which was ridiculous. It felt like a dream. But like at every show, like during end to beginning, like that was the moment that he was just like in awe with everything. And like the video of that Triple J posted of end of beginning in Sydney, like it really was like that. It was so powerful, and the crowd was huge, and everyone like knew the lines and like the entire song, not just the chorus. And I was like, oh my god, I'm in that crowd, like I'm there. It was. It was truly amazing. And yeah, just to see it, just to see him in a different light rather than like his acting is so cool, but he still like stays the same guy, which is cool. Like it's just like regular old Joe. And I think that's really important. And he makes that very apparent, like in Basic Being Basic, how he's like, I don't want money. I don't want fame. Like, he's just a regular guy. And if you treat him, you know, if you be appreciative and treat him like that, he's going to be so kind to you back. And that convention was really cool. I'm really glad that he had a good time there. And he met so many, like, cool fans. Like, you guys were, like, hanging out with him, like, the entire weekend. Like,
basically.
Yeah, like, you had, like, you guys had the meet and greet, right?
We did
the ice cream social
on Saturday.
Yeah. I couldn't remember who got who and or who got what.
We lucked out because then the meet and greets just like went even faster.
Oh, I know.
So.
I was trying, but I was at work trying to do it like on my phone. But that's why I bought the extra photo at the con, because I was like, you know what? It's worth it.
Yeah, you're there.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, no, that. It looked so fun. It was so cool to be like in Jackson. It's just crazy.
That was so cool.
I really hope he does more like conventions in the future every now and then, because like that connection is always cool to like meet his acting side and get to talk about it. Whereas like if you meet him at a show, you know, it's more likely you're going to talk about his music, not like what he's been in. I feel like that's kind of more of a respectful thing to do, you know?
Yeah, no, for sure. And it was like not a lot of people, I brought this up, but like not a lot of people talked about music at the meet and greet. But
I
said was like, he was with Maya. We were literally in Jackson.
Jackson.
Like, the focus was Stranger Things. And like that made sense that the majority of the questions were about Stranger Things. I think a couple of the meet and greets, like people asked more questions about the music. But it was like,
I did like seeing people with his like vinyls and stuff going to get them signed. Because I'm like, you know, he's lighting up like a Christmas tree that you're bringing something music related, you know?
Yeah. And I, like an idiot, asked him about Pavements. So,
there goes my hero.
Oh my goodness, Pavements! What did you ask?
I just like asked him what it was like filming that, because I saw it at the New York Film Festival, and I just wanted to tell him. Like I said this as I was leaving the movie, I was like, every single time he was on the screen, like it got the biggest reaction from the audience.
That makes me
like,
so happy.
And I just, like it's like a very interesting movie, and it's like super hard to describe.
So
and,
I've
like,
heard.
But like,
yeah, that's like all I'm hearing.
And he was like, yeah, it was confusing and a little stressful.
Yeah, I bet.
I was like, okay, that makes sense. But just because it is just like a confusing project, but it's very cool. And like his, like I said, his performance like got the most reaction out of the whole audience.
That's so
cool. So it was like cool to be able to tell him that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's cool. And it kind of includes music. So it's like you did both. Like, you know,
Yeah.
So that counts.
The filmmaker has, I don't know if you follow him, Alex Ross Perry, but he like posted a couple things of like Joe in that green shirt and then a picture of like Stephen Malcolmus in the green shirt. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
It was like he hasn't been able to leave that role.
That's so funny. Oh my goodness.
But yeah, I'm sure he did have kind of like some sort of connection to that role because it was so like music oriented.
It would be so cool to see him in like music films like that. Like he would do so well. Mm. And you know, it's not like it's out of his realm. Like it's not like he would be dubbing over someone else's voice because he can do it himself. So I'm really excited. Yeah, Pavements has been described to me as just something. It's like a couple people have said, like, it's not what you expect. And I'm like, well,
no.
Given the promo that they've been giving, I'm thoroughly confused, but, like, here for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, yeah, that's so fun. But, no, a lot of people... almost everyone that I interacted with at the con like was talking to Joe about his music.
Nice.
So that's really cool, but
that's good.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he was surprised with the amount of people that were bringing like vinyls and, you know, like music stuff for him to sign. Like, although I got the Marmalade photo signed, all I talked about was his music because that's what's most important to me. And I was like, no, I need to tell him this. But yeah, like my friend got her D-sides signed and that was the first time he'd seen it in person. Yeah, I hope she doesn't mind me talking about this. I love you, Anna. And she said that he took a photo, like brought his phone out and took a photo of it and like sent it to Jake and was like,
that's so cool.
Look at the photo.
Yeah.
That's
and
awesome.
He was like talking to Anna and was like, oh yeah, like my friend Jake. And she's like, yeah, Jake from Post Animal. We know Jake.
I'm aware of Jake.
Like we love Jake. And yeah, so I think that's pretty cool that he got to have that moment like for himself as well. But yeah, no, it was cool. I think it'll be really cool seeing after all of these performances, like what a convention or something would look like now. Cause you know, it's like people will have more things to sign, more things to like give him, I guess, that relate to shows or whatever. So I think that's really cool.
Yeah. He'll be able to like connect with people even more about the music. So that would be really cool.
Yeah. I mean, he might even recognize people. Like, some people went to all of the shows. I went to a few of them where I was like almost barricaded every single time. And like the eye contact was crazy. Wow. Like he was.
Even from on stage.
Yeah. No, like he was like he interacts with everyone. And I think that's so cool. It makes it like really personable for everyone.
Yeah. And that just shows like he's making that effort to make that connection.
Yeah.
Even like with a crowd of hundreds, thousands of people. Like so that's wild.
And even he was like pointing to people at the back that he could see and like people that were on each other's like shoulders and like everyone got a piece. Like everyone got their own moment. So it was fun.
Yeah.
It was really cool. But yeah, that convention was just one for the books, really. Like that was really special, I think.
Yeah.
And then a couple of days later he was in LA doing the shoot for the album.
Right. Which he had a plane to catch after the meet and greet on Sunday. So that's what he was catching a plane for. Like
he had to hang his ass out a window.
Yeah, he's like, I actually gotta go jump out of a window today. Like yeah. No big deal though. I was like, that is crazy to think about. Cause he was yapping to everyone. He was like, yeah, like we're doing some more stuff for the album like in a couple days. And I was like, he just wants to talk to everyone about everything.
Yeah.
Let him.
Mm.
Yeah.
The staff should have let him. Like,
yep.
They were
doing
their best
for more
time.
That's
for sure.
They were doing really well.
Yeah.
He loves to talk, and we shall let him.
Yes. It's so fun.
Exactly.
And it's been really fun to be able to talk to you about all of this. So we appreciate it.
Yeah.
Of course. But I guess maybe we'll like transition to talking about a couple of the songs if that's okay. So
yes, let's do it.
If you haven't figured it out already, you've been listening for this long. You... We are back with another episode.
This was our longest intro ever, and we love it.
And
I'm so like Joe. Yeah. I just keep talking.
We are recording these Joe mini episodes, and just to kind of talk about the music, the tour, the upcoming album, and we are super excited. We haven't even introduced you yet. Like, that's where we're at here.
Yeah.
So we're here with Ava. We are super excited. As you have already heard, she was at a bunch of the Laneway shows, which is so cool that you were able to see him live already, and just gets us even more excited to get our turn. So yes, it's coming pretty soon.
Really soon. And
yeah. Like, we have a couple of really fun songs to talk about with you today.
Yay.
So we're going to stop and then listen to half of our first song, and then we'll come back and talk about it.
Yeah, okay? Sounds good.
Okay, so we're talking about Change, which is from the album Decide, and it was one of the singles that was released before the album came out. And we love it so much.
It's such a fun, like, upbeat, almost nostalgic sounding song. Like,
yeah,
it's so good.
There's a lot of lyrics in this song.
Yeah.
Because not all of his songs have, like, this many lyrics, I feel like.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them are a little repetitive. Yes, like, it's a lot of words.
He did.
Yeah, like, he came out and was like, boom, lay it down. I think that's why it's like my favorite, because there's like a lot there and it adds like more kind of like substance.
Yeah.
And more meaning to me personally when there's, you know, lots of words to connect and relate to.
Yeah. And I feel like I usually am so into listening to the sounds and the music and the beats and stuff. And I feel like I was so focused just now when we were listening to the words that I'm like, wait, how did it even sound? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it is one of those songs.
And he talks about how, like, he kind of treats it like a journal when he's writing songs. And this, I feel like, is just like a journal entry. Like,
yeah.
And it kind of, I love it when his lyrics are like super specific, because it's like, you know, that he has like this moment that he was actually writing about, but it's so interesting how they can, even being that specific, they can still apply to like other people.
And
so,
that's good music.
Yeah.
Like, you can write about a situation that's personable to you, but then you write it in such a way that everyone can relate to it. Like,
yeah,
the whole topic of like change is very universal. And, you know, he's writing about a specific thing, but then you can find your life amongst the lyrics and you're like, oh yeah, that reminds me of this thing.
Right.
And that's just good music.
Exactly.
Like,
wasn't there a lyric that we just heard right before you shut it off? It was like, the man that I could be. Kind of like, this is who I think I should be. This is how I should act, almost.
It's like that whole change thing, you know, like, sometimes change is good. Sometimes it's bad, but generally you have to do it because life is full of change.
Yeah.
And it's going to be hard, but that's why I like the song, because it's like really deep lyrics, but it's like boppy and like, you're like, oh yeah, this is fun. Like,
yeah.
I'll dance to it, even though like it reminds me of like a sad moment.
Yeah.
Which is a lot of his songs, actually, if you like really listen to the lyrics.
Yes.
And then the sound is like, oh, synthy. It's all fun.
Right. They're so upbeat and happy sounding.
Yeah.
But then when you listen to the lyrics, it's like, oh, this cuts a little deep here. Like,
yeah. Like, yeah. Ooh, I feel
actually
seen.
I
like,
didn't.
Man.
When you mentioned that this song has a lot of lyrics, I don't think I really realized that until now that we're talking about it. Yeah. Like, it is a very wordy song.
Yeah. So in a conversation, but my mind is out the back door, watching this unfold, like I am floating right above it, which I feel like I've definitely like been there
that
before.
Is literally 100%. Anxiety. Yeah. That's just like literally when you have anxiety and you dissociate, that is literally like the perspective that you feel.
Yeah.
You're like watching everything, but you are not in your body and you're just like, oh.
Right.
This feels very strange.
He describes that experience that like a lot of us have had in such like beautiful words that
I know.
Like paint the picture. But
yeah.
Then the next lyric is like one of my favorites that he has, because Jake, we were just talking about Jake.
Jake is
on his phone, and I'll admit that I don't love it, which we have to like talk about the video. Like, so what was the username that he had when he
was Uncle Jesse?
So back in the Uncle Jesse days, there was this video of him recording Jake on his phone.
They were in a grocery store, like getting groceries or something.
And Joe's just being like a menace, and like Jake is ignoring him, but I think it was sort of for the bit, but like you can't really tell.
I mean, Jake looked like he was like he needed to be on that phone, like he was literally like having a conversation, and Joe's like, yeah, well, Jake is on the phone, and yeah, he's not really saying anything because he can't hear me, he's on the phone. And it just like keeps panning to like Joe's face this close, and then like Jake being like, yeah, like and I'm like,
and he's like, we're best friends though, you know, but he's on his phone,
right? Joe, like, we know Jake from your social media, we know Jake from this song.
I know. I wonder how Jake felt hearing that. He was probably like, was it that one time when that one video?
Which is
maybe
funny, because like now he's literally like writing about Charlie in his songs, like,
I know.
Which is so sweet that he just like, you know, these people in his life like are a part of those moments. So he's just like putting their names in there because that's who he's thinking of in that moment. So that's interesting.
It's different. Change is like a monumental like song, because again, he's talking about Jake, and it's kind of like, I think I get the perspective that it's like he had just moved to LA.
That's what I was thinking too.
And so he was like saying like, I just said when my friends would like move here that I would interact more. So it's like that whole thing of like he doesn't want people to be stuck on their phone. If they moved out there for him or anything like that.
And I think that's kind of, for me, that makes me think of how it can be kind of difficult when you're not physically around people to, like, stay in touch with them. But, like, and you, when you're, like, gone from people that have been in your life, like, that is a big change. But, like, it is possible to stay in touch with people when they're not living close to you. But it's a lot harder. So the next line, who am I to judge? I just detach. That might be harder. Harder not to tell you, man, what's really going on. So I don't know.
It's just like, it's like him saying it's just easier to not say anything at all.
Right.
And like, sometimes I get that. Like, sometimes when something happens, it's just easier to not explain what happened to people, because it's like either so overcomplicated or it's just like they're not gonna understand.
Yeah.
No matter how much I explain something. But that also makes me really sad, because it's like, oh man, Joe, they're your buddies. You can talk to them. But like, you know, that is kind of like what the song is about, though. It's like accepting that change. And whether that is telling someone something or not, you have to be the one to make that decision. And that is very hard.
Yeah.
But yeah, that lyric is like really sad when you read it without like music behind it.
I know.
When
you read his songs, the lyrics to his songs without like any music behind it, they're
very raw.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
There's so much emotion.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, like, got me thinking. I'm like, ooh. I mean, apart from, like, Gap to Smile, that's, like, a fun song. But, like, even when you're reading, like, Basic Being Basic, that's, like, pretty intense. Especially that it's, like, spoken.
Yeah. Yep. It's very talky. That's what I was, like, describing it to my friends. Like, I'm like, yeah, it's a really talky song.
It's, yeah.
I'm excited to see the lyrics to Gaptooth Smile, though, because we talked about that one with one of our friends, Jill, on the show. And there's, like, a part that, like, we're not really, like, sold on, like, people have tried to figure out what the lyric is, but, like, I'm not exactly sure what it is yet. And it's, there's, like, something about, like, leaving. And we were like, this is his, like, ultimate fantasy. But it's, like, it's not going to last forever. It's, and the person's going to leave. So it's, like, still a little sad. I know.
Because, like, yeah, because, like, the way he described that song is, like, it's about, like, being in love, but it's not about him being in love.
Right.
Like, it's just about love, like, the fantasy of love.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, but there is the line where it's, like,
that,
yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Damn. But then
and that kind of is sad, because when you do think about love, like, love comes and goes.
Yeah.
So, like, I get it. But it's, like, he's so fun when he's, like, singing and dancing to that song.
And I like that he's, like, not almost, like, everybody knows what Chateau is about. And I like that now he's, like, I'm dedicating this to all the couples out there. That's what, this is a love song I wrote when I was in love. So it's for you guys now. And I'm, like.
I know.
Goddamn angel.
I know. He's just, he said something really sad during Chateau in Laneway, New Zealand. He was like, yeah, well, nothing lasts forever, though. And I remember being like, oh, I just got, like, shot in the heart. I was like, arrow just went like, pew. I literally was like, this is not okay. I was like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
But can you just, I was like, fuck.
Damn.
Don't make it worse.
I'm like, shit. Thank God
he wasn't in an emo band. Could you imagine?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, God. It's like reading his lyrics without the music literally sound emo as hell.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's the end, like, of the end of Runner. Why try? It's like a screamo.
And then it, like, leads into Gloom, and it's like, fucking
I'm ready
intense,
to go,
like,
do, 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 do.
Yeah. Exactly.
He was seeing some stuff in that too, so
honestly he was having fun playing that live, that's for sure.
Yeah.
What does this song, like, what is, what's the next song that comes after this one
on the album?
Do you guys remember? Because that like drum beat, like, echoing that boom boom boom, like, I can't reenact it because I suck, but, like, they do it as the outro, and it, like, perfectly, like, segues into the next song, and I'm like,
I know what you're talking about.
Knitted this together like a quilt.
Change goes into, is that all it takes, which is that little interlude.
Okay,
and,
yep.
And then
go for it.
Is that all it takes goes, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would really love to see Go For It live.
Oh my gosh, I would. That's, like, one of my favorites. I said that. Like, I would love to see that.
The instrumental part would go so hard live.
Yeah.
Like, insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool. I hope in the new album he has songs that follow on from each other like that. Because
Yeah.
Sometimes you forget the little instrumental parts.
Yeah, it almost feels like it's a story he's basically telling. So this is like an opera. So you're going into one chapter to the next. So, yeah.
Yeah, I so forgot that Change led into Is That All It Takes? And then Go For It. Whoa, that's, like, deep.
Right?
I know.
That's deep.
Like, that's,
like,
where
is
the
that
change
all it takes?
Happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, is that all it takes? And then he's like, well, I just got to go for it.
Yeah.
Whoa. That's quite the lineup. His brain's so good. Like,
right. Shall we listen to the second half?
Yes.
So I have to ask, what's DL909? Okay. That's the first time I noticed that.
I was about to kind of ask the same thing, but is it like a location?
So
is it like coordinates?
I think I know what it is. So I looked up the lyrics today. I like have never prepared this much for our episodes. Usually
good
I'm
girl.
Like, oh, like I didn't even know that was the lyric, but it was funny because I'm like, is that the lyric? Like, what does that mean? And so I Googled that and there was like some Reddit threads about like people's favorite Joe lyric, which was a fun read. But nobody specifically said that this is what it was, but I'm 97% positive that it's Delta Flight 909 because it's like at altitude.
That makes sense, actually. Yeah.
But right now,
what happened on that
flight? Delta Flight 909 is a red eye flight from LAX to Indianapolis.
Got you.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I don't know why he would be flying to Indy.
I thought you were going to say like Atlanta or something. But
right.
So when you
maybe,
said that, there was a bit of a
but
letdown.
It could have
I was
been
like, oh.
like a layover there. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, so.
I thought it was like coordinates or a phone. Like the area code, but I was like, I don't think 909 is an area code in America.
Yeah.
So I was like,
the altitude thing makes it, I think, pretty sure that it's like a flight number.
Yeah.
That's so interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah. Mm. And I didn't know the whole for a minute in the sunlight at the mention of the conflict. Like, I didn't know what that was. Like, that's the first time I've like realized what those lyrics were. You can hear when the jacket doesn't fit right. Like, that's, like, a very clear line.
That was awesome.
And I, like, love that line, too, because it's like,
yeah
you're going to change when your jacket doesn't fit right.
Yeah.
That is true, yeah.
That's very, you know, yes.
Yeah.
We do be changing clothes, like, you know.
We be changing, yep. Mm-hmm. Which I do love the last lyric, though, like, in your eyes, I'm the man that I could be. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So pretty.
That's like little chorus. It's very pretty.
Yeah. Because like when you think about that lyric, it's like you don't want to change yourself for another person, but you can, they can bring change out in you if it's needed. Like whether that be with like struggles or anything, but yeah, it's kind of like looking at someone and go like, oh, yeah, like I could see a life with them in their eyes, you know,
mm-hmm.
And that's kind of sweet.
Yeah.
Sometimes it does take a person to help you make changes in life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the song definitely goes back and forth because it's like, cut your ties, believed your lies. But then it's like, you have changed my mind. Change isn't so bad. I don't know. It's a very,
yeah.
I feel like it's an internal struggle almost.
Yeah,
like,
going back and forth. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, I was literally just about to say like that exact thing. It's kind of a tough one because, you don't want to let someone change you at all. But sometimes it is automatic when you're with someone because you start adapting to their personality, their lifestyle, and that's not a bad thing. That doesn't, like, that's human nature. You adapt to the people that are around you and that you're with. But yeah, it's kind of realizing that sometimes the change is good, but if you're changing for another person specifically just to be with them or appease them, that's not necessarily good for you in the long run. Because, you know, you're not changing for yourself. But yeah, it's a very deep song. I don't think I've thought about it this deep.
I know.
Before. Like, I have my own meaning with it.
Yeah.
And, like, that's deep in itself. But, like, this is, like, ooh, it's a little different. I'm like, shit. That's the thing with his music, though. It, like, opens up everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it can have so many different meanings. And, yeah, It's really cool to think about that, but I'm like, well, I'm like kind of like stunned in a way. I'm like, wow, it's a lot deeper than I imagined.
Yeah.
Like,
and that's probably like his dream come true because he's talked about how music was such a big part of his life and how certain albums, like you said, got him through breakups, got him through tough times he grew up with. So now that like everybody else can almost take away something different from what they interpret the song to be about. So they could be like, oh, this is a happy song. Something could be like, no, it's not. Or someone's like, oh, no, it's about, you know, change and going back and forth. I think he wants that kind of emotional response. It can be any negative, positive, as long as there's an emotion behind it. So this is probably a dream come true that he has people literally going like, shit, like, man, okay, you were going through it probably writing that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like that. It's probably like, not that he needs the validation, but it's probably like validating for him to be like, oh, like people do relate to my music and can relate to this song. I think it would be very, kind of like fulfilling in a way to go like, oh, it's really cool that people can relate to that, even though it was about a very personal moment.
Yeah,
exactly.
So, yeah, I know he's definitely like very grateful for the connections people have with music. Like, he made that very clear when he was on stage. Like, and I think, yeah, it's really cool to be able to connect with an artist over music and your favorite songs of theirs, because you know, it has that little personable moment, which is really cool.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So do you want to talk about the other song that we're going to do?
Yes.
All right. So we are going to shift gears and we're going to talk about Keep Your Head Up, right?
Yes.
Which is not from any album. It was just a standalone single released in 2020.